We're at the top of Nun Cheshem, Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Go back a little bit though. Machlokas in the Mishnah, Reb Meir and the Chachamim, whether every individual city gets a karfeif of 70 amos plus, or only between two cities. And the Gemara, we have a machlokas between Rav Huna and Chir Barav, whether according to Reb Meir that. According to the Chachamim, that you have a karfeif dafka between two cities, does that mean you get two karfeifs, one for each city, or only one karfeif to share between them? Okay. So the Gemara asks, Lachara, the Mishnah says, Beferish, that, Vachachom, Ramlu, Omru, Karfeil, Ben Shtei Ayoros. And then the Mishnah seems to explain the, what's it called, the Chachamim. So it seems to be explaining the Chachamim, and it says b'feirish that each one gets a karfeif. So it would seem like what's it called, like a Rav Huna, not like Chiya Barav. So the Gemara says, "Omer lecha Chiya Barav, harat money Reb Meir hi." The seifa of the Mishnah is not a continuation of the Chachamim; it's a last part of the Mishnah. It's a stam Mishnah like Reb Meir. And Reb Meir holds each individual city has a karfeif. So if you have two cities next to each other, then obviously each one has its own karfeif. Gemara says, "Ir Reb Meir he hatani le'reisha nosin karfeif le'ir divi Reb Meir." Right? L'chora, if it's Reb Meir, what do you need it for? In the beginning of the Mishnah, it says b'feirish. Reb Meir holds each individual city has its karfeif. So if you have two cities next to each other, right, why would I think they shouldn't have? Karfeif one for each other. Why do I need the Mishnah to tell me again that if there's two cities next to each other that you give a karfeif for this one and a karfeif for that one? Why should it be any different if you have one city and each one has an individual karfeif? Where it says Sricha. Di'imiyahi, if it's only from the beginning of the Mishnah that I would say that every individual city has its own karfeif, havi amina chad l'chad v'chad l'tarfei. Right, I would say that enochanami, every individual city has a karfeif. And if there's two cities next to each other, they also have one karfeif to share between them. Kamash malon de latarte tre yahavinin lu. Right, so comes the end of the Mishnah telling me, no, they don't share one karfeif, but if they have two cities next to each other, each one still gets their individual karfeif. The iashminin hacha, and if I only heard the case of two cities, that each one gets an individual karfeif, I would say it's only over there, mishum d'tchika tashmishtayu. Two cities so close to each other need two karfeifs to make the city livable. Aval hasen d'lo d'tchika tashmishtayu emelo. But I would think maybe the mayor holds that one individual city that's not next to another city doesn't need a karfeif. That the city itself is good enough without leaving empty space. Kamash Malan, that every individual city has its own karfeif, and even if the cities are together, they still have what's it called, each one has its own individual karfeis. Tzricha. Therefore you need both. Rashi. The imeha mi seifa, the mairi mishtei ayoros, if I only have the seifa, which says that two cities that are next to each other, each one gets their own individual karfeif, Hasamud to come Reb Meir. That's what Reb Meir said, that each one gets an individual karfeif. The afagav the ika karfeif lechol chada amrinan chadohi. Even though each one gets a karfeif for its own, it's all one big city like. Mishum de tchika tashmishtayu. The whole ukrovos ein vohen noye hoir, the base karfeifos, ad the ika tve. Hilke chase karfeif eshtehem lios achas. Right? Since there's two cities, mamish, next to each other, so they're very congested. So the only way that the cities can have a little breathing space is to give a karfeif for each one. So now you have 141 amos and a third of breathing space between the two cities, to make them one big city with a lot of breathing space in between. But one city that's not close to another city, which isn't so congested, there's no other city right next to it, it has a lot of air, so maybe you only need one karfeif. You don't even get one karfeif. Shouldn't give it any karfeif. Therefore you need the ratio to tell me Reb Meir holds that each individual city has a karfeif, and even when the two cities are together, you still have one karfeif for each one. Not, they don't share a karfeif. Okay. Tanan. So still, we're still trying to bring rayas one way or the other, whether according to the Chachamim, when they say that, what's it called, that between two cities, there's a karfeif, does it mean two karfeifos or one karfeif? Tanan. The chen shlosha kfarim hamishulashim, if you have three villages that are in a triangular, what's it called? Well, they don't know it's triangular, right? Now they're going to think they're in a row. Three cities in a row. Im yesh ben shnayim hachitzon dimeyim v'arboim v'achasama u'shlish osa emtsoi eshloshtom lios echad. Okay, if you have three cities in a row, we think now, so if there's no more than 141 amas between the two extreme side ones, not counting the city in between. Okay? Forget that the other city is there. Make it disappear. So if there's no more than 141 and a third amas between the two outside cities, okay, then they're all considered one big city. All three cities are considered one big city. So when it says time of the Ika and Tsoi, that if you wouldn't, the middle one taka wouldn't be there at all. So then, 141 amas. I don't know if you need a picture. So yeah, right. What? Yeah, it's a machlokas rishon. The machlokas in any case, right? The we'll see. We'll get to it. But in any case, but if there's not 141 amas total, right? Okay, we'll see. Rashi learns that there's 141 amas between each city, 1 to 2, 2 to 3. So it's altogether 283 amas plus. Okay, minus a fifth, minus a third, 283 amas minus a third. Because what you have is city one, and city two is in the middle, and city three is on the other side. Between city one and city two, Rashi learns there's 141 amas. Okay, two karfeifos for each city. There on the city 2 and 3, there's another 141. If you make city 2 disappear, so you have 141 and another 141, okay, so that is all considered one city, even if city 2 is not there. Okay. According to other Rishonim, the Ravid learns that the 141 amas is total. In other words, you have 70 amas between 1 and 2, 70 amas between 2 and 3. If you make 2 disappear, you'll have 141 amas total in between.
What about the city itself?
What?
What about the city itself?
That doesn't count. The city itself, we're saying now, is if it disappeared. The Gemara is going to say it's not talking about this case. Right? Because this case, we don't need it. Right? Mice is regular two cities next to each other. That's the Gemara's kasha. But let's see what the Gemara is going to say. The case is completely different. But right now we think it's three cities in a row with either, according to Rashi, 283 minus 282 and the two-thirds space between the external cities. If the middle city would disappear, right, which is basically 141 plus space for each individual city, if the middle city is there, and according to the Ravid, total of 141 without the middle city of space between 1 and 3. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Time of the Ikem Tsoi." This whole halacha, right, is only and you're giving 70 amas at least, according to the Ravid, to each city. Or you're giving 141, or 70 amas to each city, counting the middle one. But it's mashma only because there's a middle one. If there would only be two cities, and nothing in the middle, then you wouldn't give a karfif to this and a karfif to that. Tiyufta de Rav Huna, right? So you see, the only time you give a karfif to each one is if there's three cities, with one smack in the middle, then you give a karfif to the side, two side ones, right, or the way the Ravid learns, or you give two karfeifs to each one with the middle one, but if there wouldn't be a middle one, then what's it called, you would only have one karfeif. So according to Rav Huna, when you only have two cities, you don't have a middle one, you shouldn't give a karfeif to this and a karfeif to that. It's only for some magical reason that there's a middle city that you give a karfeif to each of the cities. Omer l'charafuna, ha'itmer Allah, Omer Rabba, Omer Rav Idi, Omer Rav Chanina, lo meshulashim mamish. Not talking when they're in a line. Right? And then the, if it wouldn't be a middle city, right, it would imply that there wouldn't be a karfeif for this and a karfeif for that if it's only two cities. Only in three cities do you give a karfeif for each city. Right? Ela, rowing kol she'ilu matu em tsoi, beinehem, the yumishulashim, the ain bein loze, loze, ela kuf mem ama va'achas u'shlish. Then, aseim tsoi, eshloshton, lios echad. It's talking whether in a triangular. Right, and then you need the middle city, because now there's more than 141 between the two end cities, because the other city is up there somewhere. So now, if there's less than two karfeifos between the outer cities and the middle, then they're all considered one because of the middle one. But if there wouldn't be a middle one, right, then they'd be too far away from each other to, they wouldn't be within the karfeif of each other. Let's see Rashi. Time of the Ikem Tsoi, the Hashta Ein Bein Ir Le'ir Ala Karfeif Echad. Right? The fact that there's a middle one, so there's only one Karfeif between each city. There's what's it called, 70 plus between this city and the next city, 70 plus between the middle city and the other city, right? And then you give a Karfeif for each one. But if there wouldn't be a middle city, then you wouldn't say that. So Mar says, "Lo meshulashim mamish b'shura achas, ella shlishi omed miracho keneged ben shnei achitzonim." It's a triangular, where the middle city is opposite the other two, but not between them. Kol shilu maklem tzoy beinayim kolomar hodik tani b'masnisim im yesh bein beis achitzonim kuf mem aleph lo kedusloka daitach mikara shein beinayim yoser. Right, it's not talking where there's only 141 between city 1 and city 3. City 2 is up there in the top of the triangle. Right, Elamas Nisan de Merachi Mehadadi Tuba. 1 and 3 are far away from each other. There's much more than 141 amas between 1 and 3, at the bottom over there. The Hachikamer. Yesh Avir Bein Beis Achitzonim, Kedei Lehismalos Be'em Tzoi. The Lamod Avir Hanisher Bein Emtzoy V'Klitzonim Mikana Mikana Kufem Aleph. Now we're saying it means the following: if there would be, if you take the middle one and bring it in and consider it as if it's in between, if there's no more than 141 amos on either side, then if you put the middle city in between, there would be less than 141 amos on both sides of it. Then you consider the middle city as if it's in between, and you consider all three cities one city. But if there's more than 141 amos, if you put city 2 in between 1 and 3, and there's going to be more than 141 amos on either side, then the cities are not considered one. 1 and 3 surely aren't one, because there's a very big space between 1 and 3. And even if you put 2 in between them, it's not going to make them close enough. So the three cities are considered separate. The Hainu Beis Karfifos to Shneim. If you add two Karfifos for both cities, in other words, two Karfifos between 1 and 2, and two Karfifos between 2 and 3, right? If you put two smack in the middle between 1 and 3, and there's no more than two Karfifos on either side, Rashi learns, then the three cities are considered one city. Rowing kilu nosen beinei vari kulan achas vayotze miachas mehen lelet derech achas michabroseha, and somebody who goes to walk from one of them through the other ones all considered dalet amos, and the 2,000 amos you count from the after the ends of all the what's it called triangle. Not only that, you probably have what's it called square it off too. So mode michomus chavertav in rabba aver yosem mikan lo amrin rowing, but if there's more. Then if you put the second city in between, there would be more than 141 and a third amos on either side. Then you don't say roim, and each city is a separate entity to itself, and you measure the 2,000 amos from the end of that city alone. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to discuss the Lamaisa, how far does the second city have to be? Yeah, we know that if you put the second city between them, there wouldn't be more than 141 amas on the sides of that city to the extremes. But how far is it from the base of the triangle to the top of the triangle? Okay. Omer le Rav Labai, kama yehei ben chitzon leemtzoi. How much space can there be, distance can there be, between the top of the triangle and the two base? Okay, what's the measurement between the base and the top of the triangle? Omer le alpayim amah. It has to be that these two can get to number three. That's within their tchum, with less than 2,000 amas. So then you say that you consider one as if it would be between two and three. Mara says, V'ha'atu da'amras kavosei d'rova b'rei d'rabba barafuna mistabra da'amr yoso mi'alpayim amah. V'chara, in the case of the ear, shuka keshes. Now you have a city that's like a bow. So you yourself said that it's mistabra like Rava b'rei d'rabba barafuna, who said that even more than 2,000 amas, right, between the middle of the bow and the ends of the city. It goes around like this. So you have a point here, and you want to know if you're going to make fill in the bow. So if there's less than even if there's more than 2,000 amas between the middle of the bow and the space that would be continuous between the ends of the bow, right, where the string would be, right, still you fill it in over there. So over here, why is it only 2,000 amas? Let's consider this like a city that, what's it called? It's like a bow. Right, we're making with three cities. So here you have the goes around. So just like over there, it could be more than 2,000 amas between the point in the middle of the city and the empty space. Why over here can't it be more than 2,000 amas between? Since mama's like a bow, it's more pronounced, but it's the same thing as a city like a bow. Mar says no. Hachi hashda hasam ikabatim. Over there, there's houses all through the bow. So therefore, and then there's the two sides. So even if there's more than 2,000 amas, it's still okay because you could walk through the houses to get to the other side. So therefore, the two ends are considered together, even if there's more than 2,000 amas between the end of the bow, the curve of the bow, and where you want to make it imaginary line between the two sides of the city. Right. There's no houses. It's not a city like a bow. There's one city up here, one city here, one city here. So if there's 2,000 amas, they're considered all in one line. But if there's more than 2,000 amas, what connects them? There's no houses in between. Over there, there's a whole boat that if you walk around, you can get from one end to the other. Okay, let's see Rashi. The kama yehi rocho ken tsoi mehen, the amrin roim. How far can the middle one be from the two base ones that you consider it as if it's in the middle, even though it's not? Alpayim. Up till 2,000 amas. Hol the yochol lavo mizula zubalo eruv. Amrin roim. Since it's within the tchum, we say that it's considered like it's in between them. Ay, v'ho atu da'amras la'el gabi ir shasuya kekeshes, tafilu yesh ben yeser lekeshes, yoster me'alpayim, harihi achas umod l'mana yeser. That even if the bowstring, the imaginary bowstring, is farther than 2,000 amas from the curve of the bow, it's still considered one city. And the two ends are considered like one city, and you consider like you filled up the whole thing. Right, so why over here is it different? Here is the same thing. Where it says, no, ikabata bekeshes. Fari hador bekeshes, yochol lova l'rasher, derech bati akeshes. Over there, it's filled up with houses all along the curve. And if you go from this side of the curve and walk through the houses, you can get to the other side of the curve. So therefore, even more than 2,000 amas is considered, what's it called, a space that you could fill up. But over here, there's nothing. There's one city up here, and then there's total space and two cities down here. So if it's more than 2,000 amas, why would I would consider that if they can't get to that city, and there's no way to get to it by walking around the sides, so they're completely isolated from each other. And therefore, you don't consider the house and the city in the middle as being in the middle of the other two. Okay. Hachal beinim tzoy l'chitzonim, but over here, between the one up at top of the triangle and the two on the bottom, there's no houses at all. They're three separate cities. So therefore, it has to be within 2,000 amos. The Omer le Rav Abaye, Rav said to Abaye, kama yehei bein chitzon l'chitzon, right? How much space can there be between the two, the legs of the triangle? Two, what's it called, one and three. Okay, where it says, kama yehei, my nafka l'chamina. Right, what difference does it make? Kol shilu machnes emtsoi beineyem, ve'ein bein lozel lozel, and they have yarboi and v'achas u'shlish. What difference does it make? Whatever, however big this middle city is, if you put it in the middle, and there won't be more than 141 amos on either side, according to Rashi, right, or according to the Rive, 141 amos total, right, space, that's how much it is. So, however it is, if it's 1,000 miles, but the middle city is 1,000 miles, what's it called, minus the 141, right, 283, then there's no problem. So, doesn't make any difference how much the actual distance between 1 and 3 is, as long as if you put 2 in the middle, it won't leave more than 141 amos on either side. So therefore, that's irrelevant how much. It's less than 141 amos on either side, smaller than the middle city. That's all. That's the thing. Even if it's more than 4,000 amos, right? Yeah, what difference does it make? As long as you see the middle city as if it's in between, even if it's more than 4,000 amos, it's still going to be that there's less than 141, right, on either side. So that's okay. Aivo Amar Rav Huna, Ir Hasuya Kekeshes, back to the Ir Hasuya Kekeshes. Im Yesh Ben Beis Roshe HaPachos Mi Arbas Halofim Ama Modinim Lomina Yeser, Vim Lab Modinim Lomina Keshes. The city, again, we're comparing it to a city that's in a curve, right, like a bow. So if there's more than 4,000 Amos between the ends of the bow, right, then we say that we don't consider as if it's filled up. Because they're what's it called, two Tumei Shabbos between the ends. Those two ends are considered like two separate cities completely, not considered like one big city, right? Where it says, Omerle Hosom Lekalamemer Mali. Over there, you can't say that we'll fill it up with houses as if the end of the bow is farther in. Okay, we'll see. There's three Pshatim, Tosfos says at least. Why not? Right? Hocha Ikalamemer Mali. But over here, by the three cities, you could consider it conceivably as if it's the city, since it's within 2,000 amos, you can consider it as if the city is in between, and since it's in between, it fills up the space. But over there, you can't consider the ends of the bow as if they're moving. We'll see 1 second why now. And therefore, you can't consider it as if it's all filled up. Rashi. Okay. Vafilu tuva uvache shir bem tzoy lemalas kedamrina. Doesn't make a difference how much space there is between 1 and 3. As long as if you put 2 between them, it won't leave more than 141 on both sides. So Mar says, Lekala meimra meluya, mole ha'avir shebeneyem, dein lechoba ma'ala ma'laso. In the case of the keshes, there's nothing to fill up the space. There's more than 4,000 amas, and there's nothing in between. So they're two considered two separate cities. But the case of the three cities in a triangle, there is something to fill up the space in the middle. There's the third city. The city atop. It's within 2,000 amos. So you can fill it up. Mashiachin over here, there's nothing within 2,000 amos that you can fill it up with. And these two ends are more than 4,000 amos away. So if they'd be within 4,000 amos of each other, so each one's tchum overlaps, then we would say that the houses in the circle make it all considered one. But over here, since they're so far away and there's nothing in between, there's nothing to put in between there, right? So therefore it's no good. But over here there's a third city to put in between. So Tosfos says, L'chora, why not? Why don't we consider the end of the keshes to be in between? So Tosfos gives three explanations, Gemara. One, he says, if we by the keshes, if we would consider the people who are on the external area, right, considered like they would be filled in, then they'd lose their tum on the other side. Right? Here, we're just having an imaginary, they're three separate cities. So we're just making it imaginary if this one would move in. But this city, for sure, has 2,000 amas the other way from its thing. But over here, if you'd want to fill it in, you'd be making the city one direction and not the other direction. So these people would lose their tum. That's one pshat in Tosfos. Why exactly it's like that's not clear either. Second one, he says that over there, it's what the Gemara means is it's talking in the case where the bow is more than 2,000 amas from the string, right? Where the bow is less than 2,000 amas from the string. And therefore here also, if it's less than 2,000 amas, you fill it in. But Lamaisa over there, if it's more than 2,000 amas, then you can't fill it in. So the really difference is over there it's talking where it's more than 2,000 amas, and therefore you can't fill it in. And here it's talking where it's less than 2,000 amas. Otherwise they're the same. And the third pshat he says like this. Over here, there's plenty of room to put the middle city in between and leave less than 141. Then you say this. But over there, if you put the whole caches in the middle, it wouldn't fit. It wouldn't fit in between, right? So therefore, there's nothing to fill it up. You can't fill it up in a way that it overfills. You can only fill it up if it fits in the middle and there's space on the sides. But over there, if you move the whole caches down, it would never fill up the space. Impossible. So that's the third pshat in Tosfos. Okay. Just what's over here. Like we said, the Rashi learns that ultimately in the final pshat, if there's less than 2,000 amas or less between city 2 and 1 and 3, and if you therefore move city 2 down, imaginary-wise, it'll leave less than 141 amas on either side. That means you have a total of space between 1 and 3 of 283 amas plus the length of the city. Then that's fine. Going to the Ravid, you don't have 283. You have 141 total. You have 70 on this side, 70 on that side, and then the length of the city. And if it's more than that, then it's no good. Okay. But you're still giving two karfefos, just not two karfefos as if mamish, the middle city, is there. Just two karfefos for the end cities, and then the middle city is also there. But since the middle city is not really there, you don't have a karfef for it, plus a karfef for the one that's really there. That's what the Raivan is.
If you're
the
Raivan, can you have 50 and 90?
What?
If you're the Raivan, can you have 50 on one side and 90 on the other side?
Not sure. I hear. I'm not sure. Could be the minimum is a sum total, or is it has to be less than 70 on each side? I'm not sure. Right. The Chazon Ish says this only works with cities. Something as a minimal city is two chatzero. What's it called? Two chatzeros and three houses. That's a minimal city. But if it's just houses, you have a house here, a house here, and a house here. It doesn't work. Right? You don't consider the house in between, and it's all one, becomes one city just because it's three houses. That's not enough. We should have a thing. Okay, the halacha, the Maharam Rottenberg passes like Reb Meir, that you always give a karfef to a city, and b'meila two karfefos between two cities, and the Rambam passes like the Rabbanan. The shaila is halacha like the Mekel, the Eruv, or the halacha is like the Rabbi. The Rambam holds halacha kirabonan, and therefore you only give a karfef if there's two cities. You never give a karfef to an individual city. But the halacha is like Rav Huna, that you get, when once you have two cities, you give two karfefos. Okay. Go on. Let's not go on. One second. Omer le Rav Safra le Rava. Hare b'nei akistvon. The mashkinen lehu truma mehai gisa the ardashir, ubnei ardashir. The mashkinen lehu truma mehai gisa da kistvom. Right, lechora, and there's more. Ha'ika de gelas the mefaska. Yes, remember the arboin the achas u'shlish. Right, So Lechora, he said, if that's the case, then if you have two cities that are farther away than 141 and a third Amos, then they're considered like two separate cities. And each city has its 2,000 Amos from its border. Okay? If they're within 141 and a third Amos of each other, then that space in the middle connects them, and they're considered like one big city. Okay. So he said, the Gemara says that Rav Safra said to Rava, how about the cities of Kistfon and Ardashir that are more than 141 and a third Amos, because there's a river in between that's more than 141 and a third Amos, and yet they measure the Tchumim from the extreme of Ardashir for the people in the extreme of Akistfon, and vice versa. Mashmit's like one big city. Because otherwise you wouldn't measure the Tchum from the extremes, you'd measure from the end of each city individually. And here there's more than 141 and a third Amos between them. So why are they making a mistake? Nofak Achveles, he took them outside, and he showed them Hanach at Ma'osa Deshura Dimivloi B'digelas Ba'inam of Ashirayim. There were houses, or churbas, that were in the, what's it called, in the river. That there wasn't a space of 70 Amos between each house. So Memela, what's it called, it all extended, each city. And then Memela, at the end of these churbas, there was less than 141 and a third Amos between the cities. Because each city was extended by a little house, a little churva that went into the river. And on the other side, the same thing. Rashi. Rashi. Okay. So that's that was what's it called. So the male, if a city has, like we said in the Mishnah before, nefashos or whatever, things that are dalad am roi ladira, so they extend the city. So and they have to be, though, within 70 amas of the city. But if you have a lot of them, right, so they extend the city till point, this point. That's the end of the city. Now look at the other city. How many houses are there within 70 amas that extend that city? And then take the two farthest houses from each side city, and if they're less than 141 amas away from each other, then this city is close, is within 141 amas of the other city, and they're all considered one big city. That's basically what the Gemara is saying.